Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Dump. We're diving headfirst into something super important today, mental health, especially when your schedule feels busier than a squirrel collecting nuts before winter. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's not enough time in the day to get everything done, let alone take care of yourself? Trust me, I'm right there with you. But here's the thing, ignoring your mental health isn't a sustainable long-term strategy. It's like trying to run a car on fumes. Eventually, it's going to sputter and stall out. So today, we're going to break down some actionable steps to prioritize your mental well-being even when you're drowning in deadlines and commitments. First things first, accept that self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put off refueling your car or getting an oil change, right? Your mental health deserves the same level of attention and care. You can't pour from an empty cup, people. Next up, learn to say no without feeling guilty. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. Remember that saying, yes, to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather have a few quality commitments than a plate overflowing with tasks that drain your energy? Number 3, schedule time for yourself. Seriously, treat your self-care appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. Block off time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from reading a good book to going for a walk in nature, taking a yoga class, or simply enjoying a hot cup of tea in silence. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever noticed how our minds tend to race 1,000 miles an hour? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Try simple practices like deep breathing exercises or meditation, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. You'd be surprised how much calmer and more focused you feel afterward. Finally, remember that seeking help isn't a weakness. It's a sign of strength. If you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling to cope, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Talking things through can make a world of difference. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's 8 a.m., your alarm is blaring, and you hit snooze, twice, maybe 3 times. You finally drag yourself out of bed and immediately feel the weight of the day pressing down on you. Emails are piling up, deadlines are looming, and there's that nagging feeling that you're already behind. You grab your coffee, trying to fuel up for the chaos ahead, but even the caffeine doesn't seem to be working its magic. Your mind is racing, thoughts bouncing around like ping pong balls, and you feel a knot forming in your stomach. This, my friends, is where things can get tricky. The urge to dive headfirst into that mountain of tasks, ignoring your own well-being, is strong. But here's the twist. What if, before you tackle that email inbox, you took a few deep breaths? What if, instead of jumping straight into work mode, you spent 5 minutes doing something for yourself? Maybe it's stretching, listening to a favorite song, or simply gazing out the window and taking in the fresh air. That small act of self-care can shift your entire energy and set you up for a more productive, less stressful day. So remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't about adding more to your already packed schedule. It's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. It's about recognizing your limits, setting boundaries, and making time for activities that bring you joy and peace. You deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. Don't underestimate the power of small, intentional actions. They can make a world of difference in how you navigate the ups and downs of life. Ready to put these tips into practice? Let me know in the comments what self-care rituals work best for you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any challenges you're facing. Let's build a community of support here. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. See you tomorrow for another dose of Morning Dump.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.